Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.
On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field, too, when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase & Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase & Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, folks? Senior Bowl Day 2 podcast. It's JP Finley. This is going to be something you guys will like. I talked with Redskins head coach Jay Gruden and Redskins head of player personnel Doug Williams. Both at length, both good conversations. Talked to these guys about Kirk Cousins, the ongoing saga of what will happen between the Redskins and Kirk, and what that means for the Redskins as they're in Mobile trying to scout players for the upcoming NFL draft and free agency as well. The Kirk question kind of fronts every other issue surrounding the Redskins because you just don't know what's going to happen at QB and you don't know how much it's going to cost. But I tried to make some sense of it. I wanted to share with you guys the full interviews. A bunch of these videos are up on our website on NBC Sports Washington. So if you want to go check it out, check it out. If you want to hear the full interviews, here they come. I hope you guys enjoyed the all-rookie quarterback podcast from yesterday. And I hope you guys enjoy this, talking with the Redskins brass. Be sure to check NBCSportsWashington.com because we have a ton of content going up around this, all the videos, all sorts of stories. I wrote three stories that I expect all of you to read, damn it. I wrote about the, well, I'm going to let you listen first, but then go look for the stuff. Before we get to Doug Williams, let's get a quick word from our sponsors. After Doug will be Jay Gruden.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Standing here with Senior Bowl Hall of Famer Doug Williams. Doug, what does it mean for you as a guy that came from a small school that made it to the biggest stage to maybe watch some of the guys that aren't the biggest names here?
Well, the thing about it, you know, I think what has happened over the years, you know, when I came out, all the top players had a chance to play in this game, and they wanted to play in this game. That has changed tremendously. And what has happened, some of these guys who might not be the top names and everybody know the household names and everything, but it gives them an opportunity to play in a game, practice in a game in front of every NFL eyes in the league. And some of these guys going to rise, you know, and some of the guys who decided not to come here, you never know, these guys might overtake them. And that's what this Senior Bowl is all about.
And are there any guys maybe off the radar that have caught your eye so far? I know you watch a ton of college football and you've already been at the Shrine Game. You're all over the place. Are there even position groups that stand out for you?
Well, no such position group at this time, because we the first day is more of an install. Last week, you know, there were some guys that stood out down in Florida at that game, and I'm sure before this week is over, somebody gonna rise, and that's what these games are all about. Guys that might not be graded as high as of now, it's probably gonna rise against competition and other competition, and that's when you rise, when you play against guys that you don't know, and the coaches, the professional coaches are coaching you, they give you a chance to play the game the way the pros play.
Now, you've explained to me that your job is to find the best players. Does it make your job harder when there's uncertainty with the players on the team, specifically a quarterback with Kirk Cousins and kind of the long-term situation?
Well, the thing about it, you know, in my position, the most important thing is not so much a position. As a player personnel director, along with Kyle Smith, our job is to do like we did last year. I thought we had a pretty good draft, is to make sure we try to pick the best players for our team. When you get caught up in just one position, then you get to the situation where things gonna go wrong, and you got to make sure that the team as a whole got people that can keep this team going forward no matter what position they play.
So understanding that your job is all of the positions, my job might just be quarterbacks. What do you think of the guys that are here this week? You really have some of the bigger names between Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, and then guys like Mason Rudolph.
Well, I think number one, we got to be fair to these guys because they all coming out of a whole different system. They're coming out, you know, whether or not they've been up under the center, hadn't been up under the center. There's a lot of stuff they have to learn in a short period of time. And we got to be careful how we grade them and how harsh we grade, no matter what position they play, because you're doing something that you probably didn't do in college. And you got a professional coach here on both sides of the ball doing some things that they like to see you do. I think it's a learning curve for everybody.
You know that Mason Rudolph told me he was a Redskin fan growing up?
You know, I had a chance to meet him last night. He told me that. His family, I think, knows Coach Gibbs. So I can see where he's been a Redskin fan for a long time. The good thing about this, you never know, and I'm sure there's a lot of guys probably with fans of different teams that they might like to play for, but the way this thing works, it's not a recruiting gig. You got to be drafted. So right. You got to be slotted. You never know where you're going.
Well, you know what made me feel old is I grew up watching you. Mason told me he grew up watching Mark Brunell play for the Redskins. I was like, oh, my gosh.
You know, think about it. I remember Mark and Mason had to be a little guy at that particular time. And, you know, it's good to see guys grow up rooting for your team, but also grow up getting the opportunity to play in the league.
Thank you very much, Doug. Here he is, Redskins head coach Jay Gruden, who wants to go watch Senior Bowl practice. Tell us what you're looking for this week in Mobile.
Well, this is my first chance to look at these guys, so I really don't know a whole lot about these guys. I'm just going to watch these guys run around, see who sticks out, and watch the defensive lineman get off in some one-on-one periods, watch a quarterback zip it around, and watch some DBs cover, some receivers get open, just a little bit of everything, and then make some notes and you go from there.
You're a QB yourself. There's some talent down here between Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, some of these other guys. Is there one passer particularly you want to watch?
No, I come in here with an open mind, just let these guys play and see how they do, and then see who sticks out in my mind, then I'll go back and watch a tape and watch all their games and go from there. But I'm excited to see these guys all play and perform. You know, there's some guys that are ranked higher than others, but a lot of times those other guys step up and have a big-time week. So I'm excited to see them play.
Does, with the uncertainty surrounding the Kirk Cousins' future with your organization, does that make you hone in on the quarterbacks more?
No, not really. I mean, we're always honing out on quarterbacks. We try to hone in on every position equally and then try to take a look at the best player in a draft. But we're always going to look at quarterbacks. It's a position that you have to have on your football team to be successful. And with the contract situation the way it is with Kirk, we will look at all of them like we do every year.
And what is the latest with Kirk? Have you talked to him?
I have not talked to him. He's on a little vacation probably. You know, get a little sunshine. I don't know. He needs a tan. He's a little white-skinned guy.
You said at your last coach's show with Chris Cooley that you are tired of the one-year deals for Kirk. Is it to a point where you wouldn't want him back on a one-year deal? You want him to buy in long-term?
No, I'm tired of the questions about the one-year deal.
Making that clear.
Yeah. So whatever happens, happens. You know, we're going to coach whoever's in the building. If we get him for 1 year, it's a 1 year. We'll do the best we can with it and figure out the contract later. It seems like we just keep putting this thing off and off and off, and eventually we're going to have to – both sides are going to have to make a decision, and hopefully that'll be soon. But if not, we'll see what happens.
It's Washington. It's tough to get, you know, both parties to come together sometimes.
I understand. We figured that out a long time ago.
And beyond Kirk, the rest of the roster, Zach Brown is a big question mark. Have there been conversations there?
There have. You know, we've been talking to his agent, and Eric Schaefer's doing a good job of that. And, you know, it's a process. These guys have a chance to be a free agent. They had a good year, and they want to check what the market is sometimes. If we can get them before they hit the free agency, it's great. But if not, the bidding wars will begin.
Gotcha. But some of your comments and then some of Kirk's comments late after the season ended, when you talked about 7-9, you can't say we're outstanding, and then Kirk pushed back on that a little bit in his radio appearance. Mm-hmm. Is there any tension between you and Kirk after your, you know, I wouldn't even call it critical, but your assessment of his play?
No. And when I say 7-9, I mean, if I say one player played great, that means I'm saying everybody else was not very good. So I think we all have to stick in this together, and we all need to improve from a 7-9 season. Coaches, players, everybody. Quarterback, defensive line, offensive line. If we all think we all played great, then we're not going to improve. So we're all looking for improvement at every position, every coaching spot on our team, and everybody in our organization is looking to improve, and that's all I'm trying to get done.
First round pick is number 13. Any chance you guys would want to move up?
Sure, we'd love to move up. Get us to one. What the heck?
Somebody you want at one?
Can you get that done? I haven't watched one college player yet. Can I just watch practice, please?
Please, go watch practice. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.